In this series of messages, I have emphasized the importance of hearing Jesus, taking His Word into our minds, preferring it, and holding on to it. Among the many prophecies concerning the coming of a Savior, one of the earliest ones affirmed that the real people of God would listen to Him. They would hearken to what He said, receiving His Word and doing it. In fact, Jesus spoke directly to the matter of people listening to what He said. The particular words to which I refer are found in Matthew 7:24-28. Let me read them to you out of the Amplified Bible. The seriousness of what Jesus says will be apparent in what He declares. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid, foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great and complete was the fall of it. Moses said the prophet of reference, the Lord Jesus Christ, would speak what God put into his mouth. That, my dear listener, removes his words from the arena of interpretation, opinion, and philosophy. Jesus is not just another speaker, and woe to that person who treats him as though he was. None of his words are pointless or meaningless, and the person who considers them as though they were is a fool among fools. The fact that Jesus declared a message given to him by God makes his words of the utmost importance, for God is not capable of conceiving or expressing vain, pointless, and irrelevant words. It's a waste of time to ponder whether or not the words of Jesus apply to our day or have something to do with your life. The fact that Jesus has spoken at once make his words of the utmost importance. But let us cease to merely philosophize about the words of Jesus. Let us test our own familiarity with his words and consider what we have done with them. So far as we are concerned, that will give us a genuine indication where we are in the matter of our relationship to Christ. How will we respond to what Jesus requires of us? That is something that is exceedingly personal. No one can really judge you in this matter, but it is your solemn obligation to judge yourself. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, we are admonished, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates?" Permit me to read this to you out of the Amplified Bible. Behold how strong a statement this is. Examine and test and evaluate your own selves to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it. Test and prove yourselves, not Christ. Do you not yourselves realize and know thoroughly by an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are counterfeits, disapproved, on trial, and rejected? You see how important this matter is? The issue to be resolved is whether Christ is in you or you have been rejected as a fraud. Do not shrink back from this. If Jesus is not within you, you will discover it. But that is not the end of the matter. Provision has been made for you to be accepted in Christ Jesus. If you feel you have backslidden, sin can be forgiven, and full recovery can be made. If you find Jesus is dwelling in you, you will become confident and assured and be able to live in hope of the glory of the Lord. Here I give you 10 statements made by Jesus. All of them are requirements. By their very nature, they cannot be ignored with impunity. The person who takes them seriously and sets out to do them will not be disappointed. The one who refuses to do this will be among those God will destroy, just as He said. Statement number 1. Jesus said, "Follow Me." This statement is found several places. Let me give you at least 3 of them. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9:23. "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." John 12:26. If we desire the benefits Jesus brings, we have no alternative but to follow Him, pursue Him, and seek to be close to Him. Jesus said this involved denying self and taking up our cross every day. If a person is to serve Christ, He must be a follower of him and be where he is. Statement number two. Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. This is found in Matthew 6:20 and Luke 12:23. This is not a mere suggestion. This word is preceded by another one. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Matthew 6:19. At some point, men must decide where they are going to make their investment. Will it be in a world that is perishing or in heaven that will remain? Jesus gives us no reason to expect that anyone will be in heaven who did not make preparations for it. And how do you lay up treasures in heaven? Primarily, it is by developing an appetite for things that are in heaven. The development of this appetite is the subject of Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Statement 3. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is found in Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31. Does anyone imagine that Jesus will allow a person to be his disciple and be blessed by him who does not have a prevailing interest in God's kingdom and the appropriation of his righteousness? This word from Jesus is addressed to all his people and all others as well. Those who reject it by that very rejection confirm that they are not among his sheep, for his sheep hear his voice. Statement number four. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. A straight gate is narrow and confining. It does not allow for a lot of excess baggage or things that do not contribute to godliness. The straight gate is the one that makes no provision for the flesh. The real sheep follow the real Jesus. They are not seeking a religion that allows them to retain fleshly preferences and worldly status. They willingly enter the gate that does not allow the flesh, the carnal mind, or the natural man to enter. Statement number five. In Mark 4:24, Jesus said, take heed what you hear. The sheep hear this word and are careful about the stewardship of their ears and minds. They do not allow every religious word to have free course in their mind. When words are spoken in the name of Christ, yet do not promote a fundamental interest in Christ, they turn away, hearkening to this warning word. When they hear a word that sharpens their consciousness of Christ, they give heed to it, having embraced this word. Statement number six. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me. The sheep, or the real people of God, are glad to hear this word, because in this world they have become weary and heavy laden, because of its inability to meet their primary needs and concerns. In Jesus they see a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. They find in him rivers of water and a dry place, and the shadow of a great rock and a weary land, as promised in Isaiah 32:2. They come to him because they desire to do so. Only those who are not his own fail to do this. Statement number seven. Solemnly Jesus said in Matthew 24:42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. The people of God take this word seriously because they know this world and its fashion is passing away, as 1 Corinthians 7:31 affirms. Their affection has been set on things above, and they are anticipating the return of their Lord. So they are watching. Only those who do not belong to Jesus remain dull and insensitive to this word. Statement number eight. In John 14:15, Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. It is one thing to boast of a love for Jesus. It is quite another to confirm it by maintaining a preference for and a grasp of his commandments. To the real people of God, Christ's commandments are not grievous, as 1 John 5:3 states. His yoke is easy and his burden is light, as Matthew 11:30 state. Only those who do not love Jesus fail to retain his commandments. Statement number nine. In John 15:4, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. Backsliding and departing from Jesus may be common in the professing church, but it is not so with the sheep, the real people of God. They give heed to this word, remain in him, and experience the refreshment of Jesus remaining in them. Some people may view this as a goal. It is rather to be regarded as a point at which the profession of being joined to Christ is confirmed. Those who do not remain in him cannot be identified with him. Statement number 10. Jesus said in Luke 21:8, Take heed that ye be not deceived. It is the responsibility of every person claiming identity with Jesus or declaring themselves to be Christians to see to it that they are not deceived. This requirement exists even though many false prophets are gone out into the world, as stated in 1 John 4:1. The real people of God hearken to this word of Jesus, and therefore he helps them through the power of the Holy Spirit to avoid being swept away in the tide of delusion. The real Jesus is the one to whom the real people of God hearken, giving heed to his words and letting them dwell in their hearts. I am saying that the condition of the American church proves that another Jesus is being preached. Wherever there is a prevailing disinterest in the gospel of Christ, a lack of appetite for the word of God, and an insistence upon infrequency and brevity of scriptural proclamation and exposition, we are being confronted with those who are not a people. Wherever there are honest and good hearts who are not being fed, edified, or given the means by which the Holy Spirit changes men from glory to glory, the real Jesus is not being preached. Such an environment can only be produced by another Jesus. But there is no reason for you to be in this category. In Christ Jesus, the real Jesus, God has provided everything that is required for you to fulfill the words of Jesus, abide in him, and realize all of the marvelous benefits inherent in salvation. I call upon the real people of God to stand up and demand that the water of life flow from the pulpit in the classroom, and that they do it frequently. I summon those who claim to be in Christ to examine themselves to see if they are in the faith, to confirm that they are the real people of God. I urge those who preach and teach to determine to zealously proclaim the real Jesus and what he has said, regardless of the way it is received. Insist that the people have an appetite for the one who has saved them and affirm with strength and confidence that no person who refuses to hearken to Jesus has a right to wear his name. Now let me remind you once again of the text I have been expounding in these last five messages. Behold the sobriety of the prophecy, and determine within yourself to be among that number who hearkens to the words of our prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ. I present the text to you from the Amplified Bible. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet from the midst of your brethren, like me, Moses. To him you shall hearken. I will raise up for them a prophet from among their brethren like you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Now, buy the truth, and sell it not. Do everything in your power to confirm that Christ is in you of a truth. Fear not to ask the Lord to search your heart and see if there is any wicked way in you. Someday you will stand before the Lord and face his assessment. Learn to love his presence now. He will surely direct your path if you pursue him with all your heart.